T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, no Isaiah, as Joe G is in the house. Phil's coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll do the official leading off at 5. Won't really change much of the show unless it's just a specific leading off. We have a couple features, but we've been hitting Phillies pretty hard today there, Joe G.
We have. We got a game tonight, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you're a little bit scared of going for it. You don't want to see. Here's what I love. Here's what I love. Right about the and I get it. I don't want to give up Sixto Sanchez. I don't want to give up this prospect. I don't want to give up that prospect. But you guys are acting like that. The Orioles are going to take 11 of their top 11 prospects and a suitcase full of cash, and all you're going to get is Machado, and then he leaves. Right?
It's an armed robbery.
Yeah. Listen. There's a limit to what I'd be willing to give up, or I think the Phillies should give up.
That's the whole thing here. I don't think any of us know exactly what it's going to cost. Here's my worry, though.
Right.
Like you give him up, you get up for Machado, he walks away in free agency. So you've lost these players for 2 months.
Yes.
Even if you sign him in the offseason, like some people are like, oh, J.P. Crawford stinks anyway. Whatever. Maybe he's not going to be very good. But you could then trade J.P. Crawford next year for something else.
For something, yeah.
So I want to build the best team for the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. And I don't think trading for Machado now helps
okay,
that.
Okay, well, how about this? Because a fake WIP caller on Twitter was listening to the show yesterday because we had the caller that called in and said, we'll trade Velasquez and J.P. Crawford for Machado.
Right.
And a lot of people laughed at it. But it's I'm not saying that would get it done.
But that's not a crazy
thought. But hold on a second. It's a pretty freaking good package you'd be giving as opposed to guys that could be a coin flip.
I still think people don't want to buy into Velasquez being decent now. He's had a good year.
At the very least, he's going to be a good reliever. At the very least,
he's a major league pitcher.
Arms like that, he's going to figure it out. He's a bright guy. He cares. He's a really interesting guy too. I don't know if he's going to be a top two starter. I don't know if he's a one or a two.
Probably isn't.
Is he a three? He could be. Does he throw too many pitches? Yeah, he does.
10 of his last. I saw the stat last night because he had that one really bad game. Remember he gave up like 10 runs. 10 of his last 11 starts, he's pitched really well.
And last night, he only had 3 strikeouts, and a lot of the games, he's piling up pitches because when you strike a lot of guys out, there's a lot of fouling the ball off. There's a lot. He's going so fastball heavy. Last night was a little bit different. He played the contact a little bit more. But seriously, if you're the Orioles, J.P. Crawford, no matter what you think of him right now, it's not fair to judge him and say he's going to suck based on the first quarter of his rookie season.
He's played, what, 50 games in the big leagues?
Yes.
Nothing. Right. It's nothing.
Exactly. Do I feel great about J.P. Crawford like I did maybe before? I'm not going to tell you that, right? But he's still a good prospect. So even if you throw in a prospect and J.P. Crawford and then maybe another prospect, maybe you give him a major league guy as opposed to you have an abundance of pitching right now, starting pitching.
How about that thing that came out last week they didn't want to give Eflin for? It's interesting because I hate the idea of trading away from your team. Because what are you doing then? You're subtracting from the rotation
from this team, right.
So it's like you got better, but you got worse at the same time.
But Crawford, you wouldn't be doing that.
Because he really has not played much at all.
Same position.
And he's been on the DL twice. And he's still in the DL. He's hurt. He's not coming back till next month, probably, at the Orioles, because he had the broken hand.
It's interesting. That I think a lot of us were kind of like, well, because it doesn't seem realistic because teams don't do player-for-player trades anymore. There's no very little this player and that player for this player like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies were built in the 80s and 90s before free agency became really big. Lee Thomas, their GM, built the team on trades. John Kruk was a trade piece. Lenny Dykstra was a trade with the Mets. You got Roger McDowell, Lenny Dykstra, Juan Samuel went up there. A core of that team was built through trades.
And I would imagine it's going to have to happen again, though, because the Phillies have a lot of players, a lot of prospects. They have almost too many in terms of numbers. They're good. At some point here, Matt Klentak's going to have to make some trades. Is it Machado? Is it something else?
They have a ton of depth.
They're going to use it, too.
And that's why I think you're going to see Cole Hamels here. That's why I think you're going to see a reliever, a legit reliever. I don't know if it's Zach Britton, Jim Salisbury saying that they're having conversations with a former. How's he done since he came back from the DL?
He was awful the first few games.
Picked it back up.
Last four or five, he's looked more like himself. Because he had an Achilles and a forearm. Last year was a forearm. This year, 3 years ago, he might have been the best reliever on the planet.
Yeah.
Not quite that anymore. But for two months, he'd help a lot.
What would Ben Livingston's Gabe Kapler nickname be? Would it be Benny or Livy?
People in my family go by Livy.
Livy?
Livy.
Is that right?
Right. Lives?
Lives? It could be Lives.
We're calling him Lives.
Because Noel is Knowles.
Knowles.
Right?
Eflin's F.
What was the one you texted me? What were we talking about? Alfaro.
Alfie.
Stretch is playing tonight, by the way. Stretch in the lineup. We'll give you the lineup coming up here in a little bit. 888-729-9494. But the discussion is, I believe that the Phillies, I'm not saying that they should trade everybody in the organization, but here's what I'm saying. Get the deal done. I don't care what it means. It doesn't matter. Get Manny Machado. This team can compete with Manny Machado. Not just compete, they can win it all. Who did I want to go to here? John and Manny. Johnny?
Yo, bros. What's up, man? Great show, as always.
What are you doing, John?
Hey, John.
Good to talk to
you. I'm chilling. I'm just driving. Hey, listen, you know what? I had to call after I heard that one caller, that goofus, start saying how he knows that the Phillies aren't going to win the World Series this year. And it got me thinking of, I just wanted to develop a short list of things that Philly fans knew, in quotes, in the last couple years. Everybody knew that Howie Roseman was an idiot and he couldn't make a team. Everybody knew that Doug Peterson was a moron and couldn't even use his headset right and didn't know how to go on fourth down, didn't know how to take points. Everybody knew that Nelson Aguilar was a bust, a first-round bust, and he had no talent. Everybody knew that Gabe Kapler was a bad manager and didn't know what he was doing on day one when he pulled Aaron Nola. Everybody knew that Dario Saric was never coming over from Turkey. Everybody knew that Embiid wouldn't play a single game. Like, let's all take all these lessons. No one knew we were going to win the Super Bowl last year. So how about let's try and use all that evidence as you know what? No one really knows what's going on. No one really knows what's going to happen. So why not just buy in and enjoy the Phillies run that you didn't expect to happen? Why would you just be looking? Why would you do that? Whoever's just called out there, why would you do that? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm upset about.
Yep. And we knew Chip was the savior, right? Chip was the savior. We all know it. I was guilty of that for a while.
I'm part of this fan base. I'm not trying to act like I'm not part of it. I thought Howie Roseman was a joke. I thought he was the only common denominator on a 10-year team that underachieved. He was the only person that was the same. But at the end of the day, people change, man. It's a team sport. Things happen. Other team members get hurt. Things rise up. There's no one in the NL that's that great. So even if we make it to the World Series and lose, isn't that awesome? Isn't that a great run? Like, everybody just needs to, like, just get – and I get it. We're negative Philadelphia fans. I get it, man. But, like, things are going well now. Like, you don't have to lose forever. You can be good and root for the team. As far as who I want my daughter to marry, Lane Johnson. Because, one, he's very big and masculine, and he can probably protect her and guard her, no pun intended, all that. But at the same time, he's going to be here for the rest of his career because he's such a stud, and then my daughter would never move away, and I could see her forever.
Wow. And think about the tickets you could get to the games, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's sitting next to Mike Trout in those tickets.
Love the show, and Mark's love you to death, man.
All right.
He's keeping you.
All right, John.
I like that he went a second level with it. Like, his daughter won't be able to leave the area, so he gets to see his daughter more because Lane's going to play
for
the Eagles.
Great point, too.
Thinking, that was just about personality. That was, he thought more about that.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep, you can't leave me. John will be competing for these tickets that we have right here.
You know, he's right about the parallels to things we were wrong about, and then at some point we have to change our mind. No one thought the Phillies could be really that good when the season started. You thought, like, 500, a little better. It was like the Eagles last year. In the beginning of the year, no one said Super Bowl. All of a sudden, October came around, and we're like, they're good. And then we started to say, oh, they might go to the playoffs. And people used to call in and say, you can't use the Super Bowl word. Remember that whole thing in late October, early November?
I don't know when it was, but I remember responding to somebody on Twitter and saying that they weren't a true Super Bowl contender.
What was that, like October, September?
And John Kincaid called me out from our friend from Broomall from Atlanta via Broomall. And he said, like, no, trust me, I've seen this before. And he really laid out to why they could do it. He came on the air, and I was like, I just don't think they have enough talent. I didn't believe. And then they won a couple more games, and it's like.
And you have to start, whatever, at some point we all change our mind. And look, the Phillies aren't bad anymore.
And I changed my mind.
The Phillies are good enough to compete all year. Now we'll see how good they could get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, man, listen, I have done at this point, I did it, when did I do it, Ben? I did it like the beginning of June. I did a cannonball in the deep end of the Phillies pool, and I said this team's making the playoffs.
Oh, I remember, listen, you guys were like on a remote or something. I was driving in.
We were Chickies in Egg Harbor Township, and Ike's like no, he just wouldn't do it. And I'm like, no. Like, I am in. I'm in on the Phillies. This team's making the playoffs. Like, everything that I was seeing reminded me a little bit of the Eagles. There was just something about the team, and I think it starts, well, it starts with the players and the starting pitching, but it has a lot to do with the manager, just like it had a lot to do with Doug Peterson. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. People changing their mind on Kapler. It's hard not to do it these days. That's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.